Chapter 2. By Task Force. Bonbon gracefully sprung to her hooves, her pink and blue mane billowing out around her face. She shot Lyra a serious look. Be quiet. Thump, thump, thump. The persistent knocking hadn't stopped. By Bonbon's calculations, there was less than a minute until her cottage was doorless. Creeping from the kitchen, Bonbon dropped to the living room floor. She silently scooted her way across to the front window and whipped out the tiny hoof-held mirror she kept hidden inside her mane at all times. Bonbon leveraged her body weight against the wall, crouching low, and slowly raised the mirror to see who the visitor was. There was a 0.09% chance her instincts had failed her, which was enough of a margin of error for her to be extra cautious. When she saw the unicorn stallion's bristled face, Bonbon felt as if the wind had been knocked out of her chest. Even though her mind had been expecting it, she could not prepare herself emotionally for the shock of seeing him again. It was Agent Furlong, Bonbon's hard-muzzled boss from the agency, her superior from another time, another life than this. What was he doing here in Ponyville? Whatever the reason for his visit, Bonbon was still 100% certain of one fact. Lyra could not be seen, not if Bonbon wanted to keep her dear friend safe. Thump, thump, thump. Special Agent Drops, Furlong shouted in his scratchy voice. I'll have you know that knocking is merely a courtesy. I'll enter the premises regardless of whether you open the door, Furlong coughed. I assume you want to keep your door, Drops. Who is it? Lyra took a loud slurp of her cocoa, which left an unsightly chocolate mustache on her muzzle. Bonbon frantically motioned for her to get down. Lyra was right in the sight line of the window. In one swift motion, Bonbon leaped toward the mint-green unicorn, pulled her toward the closet, and shoved her inside. What's going on, Bon... Bonbon heard Lyra's muffled voice shout through the winter coats as she slammed the closet door shut. Wham! Bonbon's door flew off the hinges and collapsed onto the wooden floor in a puff of dust. Nice place you got here, kid, Furlong mused as he trotted in casually, as if he hadn't just caused a panic in the extreme and ruined her front door. Real quaint, normal. He turned to her, removed his dark sunglasses, and smoothed down his springy salt and pepper mane. Good cover. It works, kid. He trotted toward the kitchen and stuck in his nose. Furlong raised his bushy eyebrows but didn't say a word. He just grunted. Why are you here? Bonbon tried to sound calm. Her eyes darted to the closet door. She willed Lyra to stay put with the power of her mind. Just passing through on the way to your deep cover identity? I heard they were going to set you up real nice for your retirement. Agent Furlong frowned. I'm not that old, kid, Furlong coughed again. He was scarily close to where Lyra was hiding. Bonbon trotted over and put a hoof on his shoulder. She led him back toward the middle of the room. What happened to a beach hut and pineapple smoothies for the rest of my days? I've still got fight left in me. Furlong made a strange face and coughed a third time. Besides, I was bored. He took off his black blazer and started toward the closet again. Let me take that for you. Bonbon swiped the jacket and hung it on the back of an armchair. Furlong tilted his head in a way that used to make Bonbon nervous. He knew. She was sure of it. Would you like some tea? Bonbon asked, her voice wavering. Or some frozen hot cocoa? I just made some like the old days. Look, kid, I'm not gonna sit here and make nice. I'm gonna cut to the chase. We need you back on the squad. Furlong smiled. We leave tonight.